This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
What are the top three skills you've seen people need in order to be successful?
In our space, I think, I think that probably the number one thing is commitment. I don't even know if that's a skill as much as it is a mindset or a trait, personality trait, but one that can certainly be acquired. Commitment is key because, you know, nothing happens fast in business. It doesn't matter really what anybody says. You're not going to start something today and be rich tomorrow. And contrary to what 99% of ads say, you know, on the internet, this is not a logical thing. And so I think a lot of times people dabble, you know, but they're not truly committed. You know, commitment means waking your butt up in the morning 3 hours early before you go to your day job so that you can work on your business. Commitment means skipping football on Sunday because it happens to be your only off day, right? To work on your business. You know, commitment means Friday nights, you're not out with your buddies and your friends and at the bar and movies. You're working on commitment means taking all of your you time and turning it into time for your business. If in fact you currently have a job, right, that's eating up, you know, 40 hours a week, that's the type of commitment you need to make in order to be successful. So I would say commitment would be number one. And I would definitely say that being teachable, right, is the second skill that you just have to have. You know, if you're constantly saying that, if you're constantly questioning, I think, what someone is teaching you, then you're probably not going to succeed. You have to buy into it. You have to be teachable. You have to be able to say, maybe that's not the way I think. Maybe that's not what I would do, but I haven't made $10 million doing this, and this person teaching me has. So I need to listen. I think leaving your ego at the door is important for all of us when we're learning any type of business, because, you know, human nature is we always think we're right. Reality is that most of the time we're not. And so we have to be able to separate that, you know? So I think being teachable is very important. And I think one of the other skills that at least I have seen anyway, to be extremely valuable to people is the ability and the lack of fear to network, right? So many people are so timid. You can see on Clubhouse, they get on Clubhouse, even some of the speakers, they bring them up and they mute. I don't want to chime in. Somebody might think I'm stupid. Like, being able to network, being able to put yourself around the people that are successful so that you can be successful, and not to add to that, it's not just being able to network, and it's not just being able to or being willing to get in the rooms with people and not be so worried about, you know, not fitting in. It's also the ability for you to not worry about being judged, right? Because we live in a world where people judge us 24/7. When I was 22, you know, some idiot in it was Hawaii wrote some long blog post about what a terrible person I was. And I'd never even been to Hawaii. So and this was when I was doing live events. I'm thinking, you don't even know me. Like, you, how can you write all this stuff about me? And it sucks up so much of your time. And it also starts to make you question, you know, yourself and feel bad about yourself. So you have to be able to put that other people's opinions to the side and truly, truly not care what people think about you so that you're confident enough to network, right? I mean, imagine if you go into a room and I'm in that room and you want to ask me a question, but you're so damn scared of asking me a question that it might be a stupid question that you don't ask the question. How are you ever going to learn, right? You've got to be willing to ask the stupid questions. And I think if you're willing to ask the stupid questions, then you'll meet people, and those people will help you along the way.
Well,
and
I think you need to be willing to ask, period. I think one of the biggest reasons I see people not succeed is because they're afraid to ask for help. They're afraid to ask for, you know, doing a podcast, right? Like, you're afraid to ask that person, like, what if they say no? They're afraid to ask for the sale. I think a lot of the lack of success that people have come down from to just them not asking.
100%. Yeah. You've got to be willing. And you know, you have, like you said, you have to be really, really okay with asking for help, asking for money, asking for advice. I mean, whatever it is, you know, we live in a world where you need help to get where you're at. Very few people get there truly by themselves. And I would say there's one more thing that, you know, I don't have my chain on today that says self-made. But usually I have my chain on that says self-made, and a lot of people,
Have the chain on for this podcast. Adrian didn't bring the flamethrower on the podcast. I mean, you guys are just
dumbing it down, you know, trying to old school, like, you know, take the bling out. But you know, the thing is like, I wear this, and it's interesting. And I think it's an interesting, show of how people's brains operate and the difference between successful people and people that, that will never be successful is how they interpret. I honestly believe it is how they interpret, my chain and the way that they react, because it's interesting. I put that chain on and I went to get some pizza, just lunch one day, right after I put it on. I haven't had that chain 24 hours. And some dude walks up to me while I'm eating lunch by myself. He's like, "So what the hell makes you self-made?" Imagine just walking up to a random person and saying that, right? And I looked up at him, you know, sitting down. I was like, "It's probably not that important for me to share that with you." And I sat back, you know, looked back down to him. He's like, "No, I want to know why you think it's okay to wear a self-made chain." I'm like, "Well, I'm either going to tell him or I'm going to punch him. So I should probably tell him. I'm less likely to go to jail." And so, so I said, "Blessed," and it happened to be a Sunday. And I said, "Well, let me ask you something, my friend." I said, "What'd you do Friday night?" And he said, "Well, I went out with my buddies and I had a beer." Right? We went to a restaurant. We had a beer. I said, "Cool. What'd you do Saturday?" And he said, "Well, I played on my boat," and he gave me all these other things that he did. And I said, "Well, what are you doing today?" And he's like, "Well, I went to church and now I'm going to go do all this." He gave me this whole list of stuff. And I said, "Well, you are the exact opposite of self-made. Like, you are literally the opposite of what I am." I said, "Because on Friday night, while you were drinking beer with your buddies, I sat down and I made myself do this. And I started outlining what I did Friday night as part of my business. And I said, on Saturday, I sat down and I did this. And I told him what I was doing. And I said, today, when I get done with this lunch, guess what I'm going home to do? This." I said, "Being self-made doesn't mean that I'm mega rich because nobody helped me and it's all me. I'm the best at everything. That's not what it means. What it means is I made myself do it. Because if you're an employee, right, you're not making yourself do anything. Your boss is. And if you don't do something, you got to answer to your boss. As an entrepreneur, nobody's making me get up in the morning and do anything. And if I don't do it, no one's going to fire me from me, right? So you have to be self-made to be an entrepreneur. You have to be able to wake up in the morning and make the decisions that are best for your business and not the decisions that may be best for your lifestyle. Because I don't care what anybody says. When you're starting your business, you can't have this lifestyle business that people talk about where it's like, you know, all I do is sit on my boat all day and, you know, drink and party and money just flies in. That's bullshit. It doesn't work. It's not how it works. Like, you have to put in work. You have to make sacrifice. You have to be willing to sacrifice your time, sacrifice experiences. Like, I didn't even have a college like experience, nothing. I worked. I got out of class. I immediately sat my butt down at a computer. I worked till 3 a.m. I would wake up by 6 a.m. so that I could handle orders and things before class. And I would have my butt in class at 8:00 a.m. So I literally slept 4 hours, right? And I did nothing but work. When I went on vacations, I was working because I was driven. I knew that every single moment that I wasn't working, there was somebody working to take my spot. And so I had to grind and I had to build. Now, you get to a point where you've got enough money, you've had enough success, you've built a machine for your business, and now you can take some of those luxuries. You can walk away from it for a little while, go on a vacation, live a little healthier, you know, lifestyle, if you will, at least from a personal life perspective. But the idea that you can just sit on your butt, party and play and get rich is silly talk. It's just nuts, right? And also the idea that every entrepreneur is not self-made is complete lie, because they all are and they all have to be, because nobody's there telling them to do it. And I think that's important.
Love it. Going back to, I love that last part, but going back to the ask part, how important is it in an ad or even on a sales call to ask the right questions to qualify people? And what are the different type of questions between an online ad, like what you're qualifying, whether they're reading an ad or qualifying once they're on the phone call?
Hey, Jason here. I hate to interrupt this episode. You're probably enjoying it so much right now. And thank you for paying attention to it and tuning into this episode. Look, the truth is, I really need a favor from you. We really want to keep getting this in the hands of more and more people. So if you could do me a favor and head on over and leave a 5-star review, leave us a review, leave us some comments, share it with friends, spread the love. It would mean the world to me. As well, continue the conversation with me on Instagram at Jason Portnoy. Follow along there. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
You know, I think it's important to add, like, you know, look, when we do ads, we ask, yeah, and obviously it's all dependent on the product, the price, everything. We're always trying to ask people questions. To what we like to try to do, at least in our business, is eliminate the people that are going to waste time, right? We don't want people on the telephone that aren't serious, right? So we ask questions like, you know, if you were able to start doing this today, could you commit in the next 3 hours, right, to starting this type of business, or to start your training on how to build your own digital offer? Could you commit in the next 3 hours? If people say no, we don't even book their call. We literally send them to a page that says, we're sorry, you don't qualify. If they say in the next 3 hours they can make it happen, then we know this is a serious person. Because look, maybe their schedule is completely free, but most of us have something to do within the next 3 hours, right? Even those of us that are not all that motivated probably have something to do. So if you tell me you can get on the phone at any point in time in the next 3 hours, we don't say at what time, at any point in time in the next 3 hours, you can make a phone call with us. We feel like, okay, that's one step closer to making sure that you're serious, that you're motivated, that this is a priority, right? So I think that especially when you're doing these book call offers where you're getting people on the phone, you not only do you want to make sure they have money, that's just, you know, everybody's always worried about trying to ask, do they have money? What I want to see is, are they motivated? Like, are they committed? Are they serious? Are they ready? Right? Because that's going to make it a much easier sales call than just, hey, do you have a lot of money? Okay, cool. Right? People with a lot of money don't part with it too quickly. Right? Like, good luck getting me on a telephone call and selling me something, you know? Like, it's not about the money. It's about the motivation and the commitment behind it. You know, and I think that's the most important thing. One of the most important things we ask people.
How important is building your own online brand and having omnipresence? And what's the blueprint for doing this effectively?
I mean, first of all, I think omnipresence is, especially this day and age, is super important because people are so scattered. They're on Clubhouse, they're on Instagram, they're on Facebook, they're on Google, they're on YouTube, you know, they're everywhere. And so if you're not everywhere, you're either A, missing part of your audience, or B, you're losing the audience that you got, you know, on whatever platform you are advertising on once they bounce to the next one, right? So I think omnipresence is key. I think in order to do that, especially for people who don't really know not necessarily don't know marketing, but don't understand ad buying, I think those are two different things. And hire an agency, find an agency to do it. We have 6 that work on ours, you know, and we're constantly comparing them and constantly changing them and constantly trying to find better ones, you know, and people that make sure that when you go from YouTube to Facebook to this to that, you still see us, right? Like, you're still going to see my face. I think that's very important. And I think branding is important. You know, I'm less of a brand oriented person and more of direct response. But at the same time, I think that they go hand in hand online, right? Because if you are the offer, right, it's much better to show your face than some logo, right? So you're building your brand, and it's that recognition that really gets the, you know, that really gets the lift in your advertising also, right? So the more recognizable your brand is, usually the less it costs you to generate leads and sales through your advertising, right? So they kind of go hand in hand.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call, call it a game plan call, I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, J-P-O-R-T-N-O-Y.com. You'll find all the different ways we could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.